Thank you very much, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to express the Holy See's appreciation for the intense work that Cambodia has been undertaking in preparation for the fifth review conference. We look forward to a successful and outcome-oriented meeting in Siem Reap later in November. Earlier this year, recalling the 25th anniversary of the entry into force of the Convention on the Prohibition of Anti-Personnel Mine, Pope Francis expressed his closeness to the many victims of these insidious devices that remind us of the dramatic cruelty of wars and the price that civilian populations are forced to bear. As you recall, exactly 27 years ago, on 18 September 1997, the Diplomatic Conference on an International Total Ban on Anti-Personnel Landmines formally adopted this convention in Oslo. The same determination and courage that filled our hearts back then must be renewed to put an end to the suffering caused by anti-personnel mines. This also includes honoring and respecting in good faith the legal obligations that state parties have contracted. This commitment grows ever more urgent as recent years have seen a rising toll of the victims. The human costs of landmines is staggering, and we cannot stand by as more lives are lost. Children, women, and men continue to be killed or maimed. Children lose their limbs, parents lose their loved ones, and when such tragedies occur, we all lose, for the sanctity of human life is universal. Mr. President, the Holy See wishes to thank you for circulating the draft documents to be adopted at the fifth review conference. While we are still studying them carefully, we wish to provide some initial feedback on them. For what concerns the draft Siem Reap Anchor Action Plan, I would like to make a list of notes. The first is that it is essential to fully consider the voice and participation of the victims to address their needs appropriately and effectively. Indeed, from the perspective of the victims, due respect for the agreed commitments and the agreed deadlines means much more than fulfilling legal obligation. It is a way to uphold and reaffirm their dignity. And in this spirit, I think that legal obligations must be respected with renewed urgency and perseverance through sincere cooperation and solidarity. Second, as has been said time and time again, a world free of landmines is not a world free from victims. It's fundamental to continue placing the human person at the center of our joint efforts and thus guarantee a form of assistance which is integral. In order for such assistance to be fit for purpose, it must take into account the multiple needs and varying contexts of victims, including their full rehabilitation and socio-economic reintegration, as well as psychological and also spiritual care. In light of these varied needs, this delegation proposes us a concrete commitment, fostering partnerships to make prostheses more affordable for victims through innovative collaborations and international cooperation. Third, and for us is also very important, to achieve universal acceptance, it's very important to utilize language that is clear, consensual, and reflective of concrete actions and indicators. In this regard, we disagree, and we cannot agree, with the expression diversity considerations. Diversity consideration as currently used in certain paragraphs and actions of the current draft. We also question how this would eventually be measurable in the indicators proposed. Such expression lacks an agreed definition and has proven to be non-consensual terminology in several other humanitarian fora. Therefore, we suggest replacing diversity considerations with a broader and more meaningful expression, such as, for instance, human-centered approach that takes into account the different needs of all women, men, girls, and boys. In this regard, we appreciate and strongly support your stated intention of adopting an inclusive approach in the process of drafting the action plan. Mr. President, as we look ahead to the fifth review conference, the Holy See believes it's essential to continue placing the human person at the center of our efforts, ensuring that assistance to victims is comprehensive and addresses their diverse and specific needs. Such assistance, to be truly meaningful, must be shaped primarily from the perspective of the victims themselves, avoiding the imposition of external concepts or ideas. The Holy See, through the institutions of the Catholic Church worldwide, remains deeply committed to victim assistance. The Holy See renews its gratitude to the states that provide international cooperation and assistance as a genuine expression of solidarity with our brothers and sisters. Therefore, it's important to promote a culture of integral inclusion by forging and consolidating the bonds of belonging within society, grounded in the universal and inalienable dignity of every human person. These bonds are fortified when victims are not merely passive recipients of aid, but are empowered to actively participate in society as agents of change. For this to be truly effective, clear and cohesive policies at the national level are essential to coordinate the various dimensions of victim assistance. It's likewise necessary to support civil society, including faith-based organizations, since without their networks of solidarity, in many places, people would be left to themselves. Thank you very much.